Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Beagle, how are you?
How we doing?
Really good, really good.
How are you?
Yep, good, good, good.
Good, good. Good to be here again. Beautiful Wednesday, July 8th.
Can I tell you something that is a, I think a COVID problem. I think it is something that probably you haven't had to deal with a lot before until now, and I've dealt with it several times over the past few months with a household product.
What is it?
You know, you got your wipes. You know, these are more of a standard. They're not like your specialty Wuhan wipes, you know.
Right.
These are more of what, you know, the normal people use. You get to the bottom of them, and whereas before, you get to the end of a thing of wipes, it's like, yeah, you might use the last one or two. You might just chuck it. Now they're like gold, right?
Now you better save that juice at the bottom there.
The juice at the bottom is a problem. So I use like one of the, there may be like one more left in here. But I got one of the last ones in there and did the wipe down. I'm in a puddle now. I mean, like, I am pretty sure I've ruined the keyboard, probably the mouse, quite possibly some other very expensive electronics. The bottom wipes, the last wipes, tend to be real, real juicy.
Very wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you wring them out? Because that seems like...
No, I think you shove some paper towels in there when you're at the end. And turn those into wipes.
You make wipes. It's kind of like more Tussin. When you get to the bottom of the Robitussin, put a little water in there, shake it up, get more Tussin. Okay. So you're making extra wipes with the juice. But that doesn't necessarily solve the problem of the soaking wet wipe that's already in here. And that's what I'm asking. Do you wring those out a little bit before you use them?
Well, why don't you put the paper towels in there with the wipe that's still in there?
Oh, well, now you tell me. All right. I will do that next time.
Okay.
All right.
Problem solved.
Wow. Helicopter problem around solved. Your head. Get the disinfectant out in the air.
Make sure you pour it all over your hands, too.
It's like a rally towel.
Yeah. Do that. Here we are without sports still. No games to be played as of yet. If you had to wager, you had to put your money right now on one of the three sports that is coming back, which is baseball, hockey, and basketball. If you had to bet on one of those three, and I'm not even getting to football because their season ends so much later than these other three. One of them is going to finish their season. Which one are you going to put your money on? That they will finish their season. Which one are you most confident in to get to the end, get through the season and the playoffs, and crown a champion of the three?
Right now, out of basketball, baseball, and the NHL, and this is ironic, but it's the one where we have the least amount of information, or I think there's been the least movement, and that is the NHL. And they're close. I mean, we know where they're playing. We know essentially what the schedule is and how they're going to do it. It seems like MLB and NBA are presumably a little bit closer. And maybe that works against him. I don't know. But to me, it seems like the NHL. The NHL is the best chance of actually completing this end to their season and the playoffs.
I'd agree. I think it's hockey, and I think it's right now set up to be the best. And I think they've got the best plan in place. And I think that they are going to get to the end, whereas I have real doubts about the other two. And as much as the NBA wants to talk about having a bubble and going to Orlando, their own commissioner has started to express his doubts about being able to finish. Adam Silver himself has said he's concerned about a wave of COVID-19 positive tests inside his bubble. Because you know why? It's not a bubble. That might be one of the reasons why. But he did an interview with Fortune, I believe. And he said, we won't be surprised when they first come down to Orlando if we have some additional players test positive. What would be most concerning is once players enter this campus and then go through our quarantine period, then if they were to test positive or if we were to have any positive tests, we would know we would have an issue. We would know that there's, in essence, a hole in our bubble or that our quarantine or our campus is not working. So that would be very concerning. Disney is not testing their employees before they come back to work. There are going to be employees in and out of these areas where players are every single day. How is that a bubble? How is that even close to being a bubble? The NHL does not have that tight bubble either, where employees are, staying put. The employees are leaving, going home, coming back, and working in places where the players are. But they've at least got something a little bit better in that they will be testing those employees, every food service worker, every bartender, every housekeeper. They're going to test them every single day. The NBA is not even testing them once. So right there, the NHL wins. The NHL has a better plan in place than what the NBA has. And I'm not sure, I really am not, because as you said, the details are a little light. I'm not sure how tight of a bubble the NHL bubble, so to speak, is, right? I don't know what kind of restrictions. Are these guys allowed to leave the hotel? Or are they not? I don't exactly know. It's not quite a campus setup like they have at Disney for the NBA, but you can already tell their level of precaution is higher than what you've got in the NBA, despite putting everybody in the same place.
Right.
The NHL wins. Baseball, on the other hand, I think we're already starting to hear players worry about younger players. Managers have spoken about it. Other players have spoken about it. They have so many guys in the league, and they can all go whichever way they want to go when they leave the ballpark at night. And I think there is real concern that there is going to be an outbreak in the sport.
Yeah, and the sport lends itself to, let's face it, having a little more energy after you get done working out or playing. I mean, and I know hockey guys are famous or infamous for their exploits off the ice, but after not having played for a while, if you're out there doing some skates, practicing morning skates, playing games, you're on one of those top three lines when you're playing real minutes, I guess just my common sense would tell you, you are less likely to want to go out and go do something else. If you're a baseball player and you're a young man in full control of your, physical being, and you go out and play a baseball game, are you all tuckered out afterwards? Probably not. You've got energy. And like you said, Beetle, you can go wherever you want. You can go home. You can go out. You can do something before you have to be at the park the next day. There's a lot more availability to bring something back into your team and into your clubhouse than there is in either the NHL or the NBA. And I and to your point, the veteran players have said, yeah, they're worried about the younger guys, maybe bringing something in that is going to derail the whole exercise.
And they, you know, they really sort of should. Nick Vincent, who's a reliever for the Marlins, he had some quotes in a story that the AP put out last night saying that it's going to be the biggest challenge for the game to move forward. The off-the-field stuff and what guys do. It's going to take one team to mess it up for everybody. I hope everybody gets that. It'll take five guys to get a whole team sick, and then if a whole team is sick, that could end the season for everybody else. Guys are 23, 24, they're young. They're, in a sense, bulletproof, said Marlins manager Don Mattingly. If we're going to run around at night and do whatever we want to do, we're going to put everybody's family at risk. So, Clayton Kershaw, he had some comments yesterday. Everybody has to take accountability for being as safe as possible. And I have trust in that. If you want to see the season through, you have to give it your best shot. You can't be stupid, is what he said. So they're already talking, though, about the sort of responsibility and, in some cases, their concern about people not being able to handle it. I think baseball of the three ranks third. But out of the three, I'd put the NHL number one. I think they've got the best shot to get through this and get it done.
Yeah. And you know, I do. And not to, like, put more pressure on them than there already is, but honestly, this is an opportunity for whether it's the NHL or the NBA or the MLB to kind of, like, serve as a roadmap for other people who are trying to get back, and whether it's schools or businesses or any other activities, kids' sports, whatever it is, you know, to get back and say, all right, there are going to be people who test positive, there are going to be infections, there are going to be people who get sick. Are you going to let it derail you and stop you from what you're trying to do? And the surefire way of that happening is by being reckless and having a lot of people infected and a lot of people getting sick. And then, yeah, you I get it. You got to shut it down. It's not just a case of people testing positive. There are people sick, and there are people who cannot participate regardless of, you know, their testing. Then you can't do it. I get it. But you can prevent that from happening if you follow the protocols and if you do everything that you're supposed to do. So, come on. You know, whether it's NHL, which for whatever reason we feel has a good chance of pulling this off, or baseball or basketball, you got a little more responsibility on your shoulders now, you know, to show everybody else. For me, it's real selfish. I want my kids to go back to school, and I want everybody to be able to come back into this building and be able to work and go to school and do these things and kind of live with it correctly. And if somebody is positive or somebody is sick, they stay away until so they can't bring it in and infect anybody else. That's what it boils down to. You know, all these you know, protocols and all these things that we're talking about with the teams and the bubbles and all this stuff, it's just a common sense approach. What they have, Beetle, really, is more testing. That's what it boils down to. They have more testing than the rest of us are going to have in any of these other walks of life. So use it to your advantage. Don't screw it up. Don't send a message to the rest of the country and that, like, all the, you know, all the schools and all the people who just want to be able to have their kids play, you know, football in the fall, or you just want to be able to get back to work in a building and have your retail stores open to somewhere near capacity. Don't send the message to everybody else that's like, see, they tried it and they couldn't do it. Well, what's the most likely scenario as to why they can't do it? Is it because the virus is so rampant that they can't keep it out, or people act like knuckleheads and bring it in? Which do you think is the more likely of the two?
Acting like knuckleheads and bringing it in.
Right, so don't act like knuckleheads. Finish your season and show the rest of us that, yeah, it can be done. I'm not preaching, and I'm not trying to, like, you know, tell them what they should do, but there is a little added responsibility for these teams and these leagues right now to do it that way so that we can all get on with our lives.
It's the players. It comes down to the players. The players have to be the ones that do it.
Yes.
The leagues have, for the most part, done their part. The NBA could have done a better job demanding more testing, but for the most part, the leagues have tried to put themselves in the best scenario. Well, at least hockey and basketball. I don't know about baseball. I don't think they've done that. But this is what it comes down to, the players being as responsible as they can be about it. So we ask the question again for you, 617-779-0985. You had a bet on one of these three sports, MLB, NHL, NBA. Which one are you putting your money on to get to the end, to see it through, get to the finish line, crown a champion? Who has the best shot to do it? We think it's hockey. What do you think? We'll get to your calls and talk more about this coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Springfield.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Open phone line, 617-779-0985. I think the NHL has the best shot at finishing. Hardy agrees. Getting to the finish line.
Now, here's something else, Beto.
Yeah.
And for me, the answer doesn't change, but if you could only pick one sport, only one sport is going to finish their season, Beto, which one do you want it to be?
Ooh, I want it to be the NHL because I think the Bruins have a great shot.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. And I want to see the Celtics. I absolutely want to see them. I think it would be instructive to see how well they've done during this time off and how they match up against some of those Western Conference teams. But if just a couple of players aren't going to be participating, it changes the dynamic for those teams so drastically. You know, you get one starter missing from, you know, one of these top-tier teams for whatever reason, whether they opt out or because they, you know, they're not allowed to participate due to protocol, then it feels even less real. I'm going to be all in, and I want to see how they do, but I think the Bruins have a better chance of going further. So that's the one that I want to see finish up. And look, I'm going to be watching the Reds, hopefully, when they play tomorrow. And I hope the Red Sox play. And I'll be watching every one of those games, too. It's just it's what we all want right now as sports fans. But if there were only going to be one, give me the NHL. Let's see how these Bruins are able to put the icing on this season. No pun intended.
Mm. Disney World, as I mentioned earlier, is not going to test their employees. What do you think Disney is worth as a company?
Oh, it's got to be thousands of dollars.
Right? Okay. If not tens of thousands. Disney is just doesn't want to do it. Doesn't want to deal with it.
Don't feel like it.
It's like, no, come back to work. No, we don't want to test. We don't want to give any testing.
Don't want to.
I mean, they also have employees who are stage performers who cannot wear a mask when they return to work. And this is now a part of the union that represents Disney workers who say it is time for Disney to pause, focus on the science, and put the safety of their actors and stage managers first by making regular testing available. That's it. They just don't want to do it. It costs money. It's inconvenient. We're not going to do it. So Disney just doesn't want to do it.
What did you say? What's that about the masks? For the,
there are performers, stage performers at Disney that are unable to wear masks.
Oh,
to do their job.
Okay, for a second I thought you meant like the costume characters.
And no,
that's what I thought.
McCone was with me. If you have kids in the car, the earmuffs. But you know, there's people inside those suits, McCone. So, to me, seems like they wouldn't necessarily need the mask, or they could wear one if they wanted to, and it wouldn't.
I don't know why I was picturing the mask on the outside of the costume too, because I'm an idiot. But yeah,
that's what they should do. Beetle, have huge masks over like the Mickey and Minnie heads, right?
Right.
To make everybody feel safer walking around the park, we have to wear a mask also. I've seen that around town. You know, people have like little figurines in their yards. They put masks on them. You know, it's cute. People like it.
So this is just my theory. I don't know this. So how many, do you know how many employees Disney World has? It's remarkable.
Got to be hundreds.
75,000.
Come on. Disney World has 75,000 employees.
75,000 people work there. And so that obviously 75,000 tests would cost a lot of money and would be, you know, inconvenient because then you have to test 75,000 people. Forget the fact that you're an amusement park for families and children. No, forget all that. So,
It is. There's your answer. Why don't they want to do it? 75,000 employees. That's
why. It costs
money.
That's why they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So, my guess is, had the employees that worked in the NBA bubble been tested and were getting regular testing, that would be unfair to the other employees who work for Disney World. Is that what's holding it up?
Of course. You know, you can't show preferential treatment.
Right.
Because could be considered a perk. Now, there are some people who don't want to be tested. I get it. But, I mean, right now, we're seeing it all over the country. It's not that easy to get a test right now in these places that are having surges. I don't know what it's like here because I haven't tried to get a test. So I don't know, you know, how tough it is even in Massachusetts where there isn't, you know, currently a surge. But I'm sure there are people in Florida who want to be tested. And if certain employees of a big company with 75,000 employees like Disney World are not just offering, but mandating testing for certain employees, but not offering it up at all to others, there's going to be a lot of those employees say, hey, I would love to get a test. How come I can't get one? Oh, because I wasn't assigned to the Coronado Springs Resort? Well, that's not fair. You know, give me the test over here, too. Yeah,
I think all of that
factors in. The cost, the equality among the employees, all that stuff. It all factors in.
So, which means, and this is my very long way of getting to this point, if the bubble in Orlando for the NBA is breached, so to speak, even though it's not really a bubble, but if you have multiple players or staff members who come down with COVID-19 after not leaving, let's say everybody is safe, everybody is responsible, everyone stays where they're supposed to stay, whichever hotel they're at,
yep.
Nobody leaves. Everyone in Orlando in the NBA says, nope, this is crazy, you know, crazy times. I'm not going to leave. I'm going to do what they asked us to do. I'm going to be responsible and stay.
Okay.
If everyone stays and they still have a number of cases that ruins their season, the NBA has no one to blame but themselves because they chose to go to a place where they knew there would be regular people in contact and in the same areas as their players that would not have testing, and that's on them because they wanted to do it with one of their corporate partners.
Okay.
That's on them and nobody else.
Okay.
The NHL didn't pull that.
No, the NHL didn't pull that, but let's not play too much Monday morning quarterback on this. A month ago, Disney World seemed like a brilliant idea because they had the facilities, they had the hotel space. Yeah, they're a partner, but so what? That'll make things easier. That'll make things seamless to some regard. And the cases down there were low to the point where we thought this makes sense. So I'm not gonna get on their case a whole lot.
Hardy, the non-testing thing we've been talking about for 3 weeks. We've been talking about this for 3 weeks now.
Did you think it was a horrible idea outside of the testing? You know, just outside of the everything else made sense about Disney World 5 weeks ago. Would you agree to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
They didn't know.
On the surface, it works.
Right.
So unless all of a sudden you say, no, all the employees can come in every day. They're not tested and they go home into the state of Florida where it's a bleep show.
I don't know, man. I honestly don't feel like the testing is enough to totally undo all that made sense about Disney World 5 weeks ago.
But when we were talking about it 5 weeks ago, we weren't even talking about it in the terms of testing. We were talking about it as in, well, the staff is going to have to remain there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we were saying 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, the staff will have to stay there. The staff won't be able to go home either if it's a bubble. Well, then we sort of backed off of that. and assumed, okay, well, if the stat's going home, they must have regular testing for them. Nope, they don't even have that. They're not even going to test them once. And I would put some of this on the players, too. They shouldn't have agreed to it. They should not have agreed to this.
One test doesn't seem to be out of line. We're not saying that everybody who comes in out of the park
single test
every day. How about one test? How about an antibody test? Something, anything. You know, give me one test for, you know, if they have 75,000 employees there, how many are going to be working? And I get it. It's gonna cause an issue with the rest of the employees who might want a test but can't get one. But you figure that out. You figure out a way to test, I don't know, call it 1,000 people who are going to be in and out of there, maintaining the hotels where the NBA players are staying, 2,000 even. Figure out just that many and work your way from there. It doesn't seem unreasonable to think that they could at least test them once. I'll grant you that.
617-779-0985, the phone number for you. Which one will get to the finish line? If you had a wager on which sport finishes and gets through it, I'd go with the NHL right now. We'll get your thoughts on it. Open phone lines. You want to grab one? McCone has your headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is a suggestion yesterday, Hardy. It's good.
I can't believe someone didn't bring this up. Was this only last summer? This was a thing?
I think it was a couple of years ago.
I bet McCone was all over this. McCone,
I love it. Weezer, come on.
McCone loved the Weezer covers of the Toto songs. It was just so in his wheelhouse.
617-779-0985. Mark is in Medford. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
I agree with the both of you on the NHL is going to be the only league to finish the season and crown a champion. But what I like the most from the NHL is three things. One, you hardly hear anything about coronavirus. Two, they keeping their mouths freaking shut about, quote, systemic, unquote, racism. And three, not bitching about any money. NHL players, classiest players out of the four major sports, bar none. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, and just to be clear, I am not on record as saying I think the NHL is the only one who finishes their season. But if you're making me choose one that I think is most likely to be able to finish, I'm going with the NHL. They seem to be in the best position right now. But it's certainly my hope that they all finish, and I think there's a good chance that the NBA and MLB can pull it off. I just don't like their chances as much as I do the NHL.
I don't like the insinuations in that call one bit.
What other insinuations could you mean?
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. I think it speaks for itself.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, I chose not to address those other points.
Well, I just did. Joe is in New Hampshire on the NBA at Disney World. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello.
Hey, so my family and I had a vacation planned at Disney in August, and it was at the Beach Club, which is one of the resorts at the park there. And we got a letter from Disney telling us that it's being reserved for the NBA families and players who are staying at the Yacht Club, which is right next door to the Beach Club. So we're now staying at a cabin in Rangeley, Maine for the week and have canceled our Disney vacation because of that. So I thought I'd just add that in there for a little flavor. I think it's outside of Coronado Springs as well.
So are you upset with the NBA for this?
You know, I lost interest in the NBA after the Jordan, Bird, McHale era. So I honestly don't give two craps about the NBA, but this just makes me even more upset with them and not like them more because now they're infringing on everyone's vacations. And as you guys have pointed out earlier, you know, there's a lot of employees at Disney that aren't getting tested that really should be if they're going to be exposed to all these players. There is no bubble like everyone is starting to, I think, really come to understand. It doesn't exist. They're going to be all over the place down there.
Beetle?
What do I do with that?
I don't.
What am I supposed to do with that?
No, that's
all. McCollum, what the hell am I supposed to say
nothing,
to this?
Just move on.
That's all you.
So, the NBA has ruined his vacation.
Yeah.
The players have ruined his vacation.
Yes.
The employees are going to get exposed to the player. No, the players, there have been some cases, but they're getting tested. They have been getting tested. They've had multiple tests at this point. I think it's the other way around. The players could be exposed to the people who don't have testing available and maybe living in areas where there are many cases currently. I'm just not sure how to respond. That's all. I'm having a hard time with that.
Sounds like you're having trouble empathizing with somebody whose vacation has been ruined. sounds more
no,
like a
I mean,
you
that,
problem.
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate that the vacation got canceled. Why are you upset with the NBA for that? I mean, you booked your vacation with Disney. Why don't you be pissed at Disney over that if you're not happy about it?
How would you like it if somebody
said, say, I don't like Disney. You know, I used to like Disney back when they had, you know, all those great animated movies of the 90s, and then I lost interest a little bit, but then I booked this vacation, and then they canceled on me. I'm pissed at Disney. You're pissed at the NBA? Not Disney. Disney kicked you out. The NBA didn't kick you out.
Well, how would you like it if some...
They canceled your room, and they offered it to the NBA. That's on Disney.
How would you like it if somebody came along and ruined your random vacation day that you're taking tomorrow? I don't know if anybody knows this. Beetle's taking a random vacation day tomorrow because he decided he had to come back in and share his hot takes on Cam Newton a week ago Monday, which a day he was supposed to be off. He says, well, I'm just going
to
move that
to the best possible show. That's all.
I'm going to move it to a random Thursday. Well, what do you think tomorrow is? Is it the best possible show with you not being here? I think Arcan and I are going to kill it. But if you feel like you would add something to the show last Monday, but you're not going to add to it tomorrow, is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, I would definitely add to it tomorrow. No doubt about it. No doubt in my mind.
So it was
more important to be there last Monday than it is tomorrow.
Well, to me, it is less important that you're for you to take a random Thursday off in the middle of the week and then come
back
in.
Friday. I'll come back
right,
Friday.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on Friday after a random Thursday off. Honestly, yep. Kick rocks. Why don't you take the rest of the week? Why don't you take the rest of the month? That's how you got me feeling right now.
I'll tell you what, I'll take next week off, too.
I know you are. I already know you are. What? You see me leave at the end of July? Take an extra second to say your goodbyes, because I don't know if I'm coming back. How you feel about that?
You'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be back. Mm-hmm. Nick on the Cape. Hi, Nick.
I'm the Hulk. Eat me.
What happened there? What was that? This already feels like we've got today's takeaways filled up already.
Yes.
Was that a prank call? Is that why did someone else hang up on him?
I did not.
Before
hang
I could,
up. I did not hang up.
T-Bone?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so he hung up on himself.
It sounded like he was having an episode.
He should call us back. Really. You really should.
And make sure we have today's takeaways all wrapped up.
Yeah, there you go. Tom, there's a three-pack for you right there. Yeah. To put it together. McCone, which one is McCone betting on, by the way, out of the three sports?
Oh, I think it's hockey, and it's not even close. I mean, yeah. I feel like 90% of the Nets aren't even going inside the bubble at this point for the NBA. So I have my doubts about whether the NBA is actually going to finish or not. So to me, it's the NHL in a runaway.
I also have fears that the NBA players are going to get there and say, you know what? We're actually good with this. We're going home.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yep.
We talked about that a little bit yesterday. They might get there and take a look around and say, yeah, I don't know that I love this. I don't know that I think this is great, which may or may not help the Celtics if their guys stay, right? I mean, it feels like more and more players are dropping out in the East, and therefore maybe the path gets easier. We'll see what happens, but I don't know. I'm just not sold on that plan at Disney right now. I'm not. In baseball, I mean, baseball doesn't really have a plan. Is there any real plan in baseball? They all go home. They all travel. I don't know what baseball's plan is other than we're going to give you testing. Be safe. Be responsible. That's what they're doing.
Honestly, beyond that, I don't think there is anything. I mean, they've got all their protocols for what's supposed to happen, like in-game and all that stuff. But, no, it's taken a strange turn for the NHL to the one that we said, like, wow, they got to get their act together. They
right.
got to figure something out.
They felt so far behind.
They don't have any hub cities. They don't know what they're doing. And I don't think it was by design. I don't think they were so brilliant that they decided, you know what, we're just going to wait and see how see where the surges are. No, I think they were all set to go to Vegas up until like a week and a half ago. Yeah. And then things dictated otherwise. So they ended up where they're going to be in Canada now. But okay, for whatever reason, now we're not giving them, you know, credit for it. We're just saying it is what it is. Maybe it's mostly luck, but for all those reasons, the NHL looks like they're in the best shape.
Let's bring something else into the conversation today, not related to sports. Hardy's had some sort of, I don't know, you've reached some sort of conclusion about a television show you're watching.
Oh, yeah.
Sparked a thought.
Yep. It's a thought that it's maybe even been discussed on this show before. It is not a brand new discussion, but it is one worthy of bringing up again, or maybe even for the first time if you've never heard this before.
I think it might spark a real strong feedback like yesterday's covers conversation did.
Oh my God.
We'll get to all this.
I'm still getting new messages in my inbox.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks. Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Okay, Hardy, a TV thought from you. You've been watching a particular show, and there's a particular character that is really, stuck in your craw, it sounds like. What do you got? What's the problem? What's your issue?
I'm watching Yellowstone, new season. I enjoy the show. It's, you know, it's not a perfect show, but, I watch it. I like it. And they introduced a new character this year, and it's like there's certain shows you just expect to be better, right? You expect them not to fall into like the same traps that other shows do. And I saw this thing coming a mile away when they start talking about, well, we got to hire a new ranch hand, and you know, we want it to be let's get a girl in here, and you know, a woman, and but I don't want no bunkhouse romances. She better be mean or ugly. Blah blah blah. And I'm like, oh, they're introducing a new character. Okay, well, here we go. And this character shows up, and it's like the most ham-handed, forced storyline, annoying character that has been on this show. We're into the third season now, and I'm out. I can already tell anytime this character comes on the screen, I am going to want to turn the show off and not watch it anymore. That's how much I already despise the introduction and the beginning storyline and everything about this character. The weird accent they give her, the over-top caricature of what she's supposed to represent, all of it. And it got me to thinking, shows or movies that you otherwise like and enjoy, what's the one character that ruins it for you?
So this is not like most hateable character, though.
This is not a character that you hate, like...
Because when you said this morning, and T-Bone, by the way, has started watching The Sopranos for the first time ever.
Oh, okay. This is, but Sopranos is a good one for this.
Sopranos is littered with characters you don't like. And the one that I said, oh, the most hateable person ever on TV for me is Tony's mother.
Right.
Like, she was a wretched human being. and you said, no, that's a great character. That's well acted. It's important to the storyline. And I was like, oh, so this is not about, this is more about who's like the most useless character.
Right.
Right. Who doesn't offer anything to the plot or to the show and doesn't even really need to be there.
And it wasn't for me, it wasn't the mother that I hated. And it wasn't Johnny Sack. Who was the last like head of the family that took over for Johnny Sack at the end? Again, T-Bone, earmuffs. We don't want to spoil it for
you. Oh, yeah, I don't want to spoil it for T-Bone, but the guy who was played by Frankie Valli?
No. The guy, no. The guy, T-Bone, earmuffs. Seriously, take your headphones off first.
Yeah, I got headphones on.
Okay.
Wasn't Rusty in charge by the end?
No, the guy who ends up getting his head squashed. And like.
Oh, God. Yeah, at the gas station.
Yes.
Why am I forgetting this?
Frank Vincent is the actor's name.
Yes, yes, yes. What the hell's his name in the show? This is so bad that we're blanking on this.
By the way.
Philly.
Yes, Phil Leotardo.
Bam.
Oh, God, I hated Phil so much.
Yes.
But no, I didn't think he was a bad character. He was an amazing character. He was well written.
Oh, he played such an a-hole. It was great. He was the best. Like, egomaniacal lunatic.
And Frank Vincent, from North Adams, Massachusetts, by the way, did an amazing job of portraying him.
He passed away recently, didn't he?
3 years ago. I just looked it up. Yeah,
a few years ago.
I hated that guy, but I love seeing him on the screen. You know,
couldn't stand him,
right? But couldn't stand him. To me, it's
Sopranos.
Like,
you know who's a good one for Sopranos?
Okay,
then?
So the character, the way, whether it's the actor or the way it's written, whatever, you just don't like it. You think it takes away from the overall experience of watching it. Who is it?
There's an easy one, and then there's a less than obvious one.
Okay,
AJ was totally useless.
AJ, oh my God, pretty much kids in general. AJ had some good moments as a young boy, like pre-pubescent AJ, you know, like, where's the F and Z? No F and ZD. Like, that's a classic line, but pretty much, you know, kids in
no,
shows.
No, but they failed. They failed on that character in more ways than one. David Chase failed on AJ, not because of who was playing him or because he couldn't act, but the other part was that there were potential, like, plot lines there about Tony as a father because of his upbringing being so screwed up that they tried to, like, jam in there. Remember when AJ was on the football team?
Oh, yeah.
And how proud Tony. Like, there were things that they tried to, like, shoehorn into the show related to the father-son relationship, and they totally blew it. It sucked. It was never good. So AJ is worthless. I also think Tony's sister Janice was totally worthless. Like, what did she really add to the thing?
Janice was pretty good. I
didn't hate her as a character, but it was always like, oh, we just have to do something on Janice now. So whether it was she was with the guy who had been out of jail, or then she was with Bobby, like, it was like one stupid thing after another with her.
Yeah.
It never felt like it was all that meaningful.
No, I'm with you.
She was with Ralphie Cifaretto doing God knows what.
Oh, I think we know what they were doing.
sorry to ruin all this for you, T-Bone.
He'll get there.
I still have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not going to tell you what she was up to with Ralphie Cifaretto. I'll let you experience that for yourself.
I liked it when she got with the Christian music guy and they were like doing blow in the bathroom.
Oh, that's right. That was early in the show. Making their music. That's right. And the Christian music guy was coming to dinner at Tony's house.
And he had narcolepsy. He was just nod off in the middle of dinner. See, Janice was great. So I'm thinking more along the lines of Lisa Simpson. And I know, like, Matt Groening and the Simpsons creators, they always say, like, you know, Lisa is the heart of that program, and she's the moral compass. And I'm like, you know what? Screw. I can't stand it. Anytime it's a Lisa episode, I'm like, nope, I'm out. Can't watch it. Not interested. I don't feel like being preached to. Not tonight. Not for these next 30 minutes.
Speaking of kids and TV shows, Lily from Modern Family.
Oh! T-Bone!
Nailed it, T-Bone. Good one.
You know what? Thanks for showing up, buddy. That that may be T-Bone's greatest contribution to this radio station ever. Wow, what a pull. Lily from Modern Family. You know, I'm sure she's a delightful young lady, and I wish her the best. Can't act, right? Miserable, like badly written, badly acted, shoehorned in to those episodes, and otherwise great scenes with Cam and what's the other guy's
Mitch.
Name? Mitch. Cam and Mitch had great scenes, and then here comes Lily. Ugh. Great job, T-Bone. Nice to meet you. Well done.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Again, just useless. What's the point of this, right? What are we doing here?
I don't know.
Let's get to some calls on this. Useless, worthless TV characters.
Or
maybe not
or
the
movies.
One you hate the most.
Right.
What's
that? It could be from a movie, too, you know, or like a series of movies. It's like, here's – and don't come up with Jar Jar Binks. I mean, you know, be better. We all know. No one liked Jar Jar. We understand. But it doesn't have to be from TV. It can be from a movie, too.
All right. We'll get to your calls on this coming up in 90 seconds after headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.